mix flocks with other species for protection and feeding efficiency. During spring and fall migration, warblers, shorebirds, blackbirds, and swallows often travel in mixed flocks. Some birds, like the red-cockaded woodpecker, participate in cooperative breeding. They form family flocks of mixed ages where first-year birds help their parents raise the younger generations instead of having their own. We can see the power of community through the actions of birds every day. And it's time we took a note from their book. So the next time you see a group of birds of all shapes and sizes flocking together, ask yourself, who's in your community? This week is Blackbirders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Blackbirders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org. I'm Deja Perkins.
Welcome back. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. You just heard Bird Note, of course. Before that was XY by Devours from his new record, Sports Car Era. And before that, my conversation with Julia Lane, from the Student Learning Commons up here at Simon Fraser University, talking about the event that the Student Learning Commons is putting on this afternoon at noon, from noon to two, their Sunday circles, ice cream Sunday circles. Go get an ice cream Sunday and pick up some study skills. Why not? I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I would be covering a upcoming conference. Web Summit Vancouver is in Vancouver, as the name would indicate, from today until Friday, the 27th to 30th of May. It's called the World's Premier Tech Conference, 15,000 plus attendees, 750 plus startups, lots of investors. It's going to be interesting. It's a little out of, well, some of it is very like techy, and that carries a lot of connotations in terms of the culture and the focus. There's a lot of AI talk. There's a lot of venture capital. There's a lot of, frankly, sort of capitalistic stuff going on. But there's also a lot of interesting, you know, they have a specific focus on climate tech. They have a lot of indigenous entrepreneurs and CEOs and people who are doing things to help foster indigenous sovereignty. They have former athletes coming on to talk about how to capitalize on fandoms. They have a new media summit that's talking about how fan fiction is and young adult fiction is the breeding ground for the new multi-billion dollar film properties. So all sorts of interesting stuff. I am going to go to the opening ceremonies tonight, and so I'll have a report on that for Thursday's episode, and then next Tuesday I will have more content, including some interviews. I have one booked right now with Ethan Clark, who is the CEO and co-founder of Nations First. I'm going to talk to him about indigenous sovereignty and development in the context of blockchain and web technologies, which is the focus of Nations First .io, and some other folks. So you can look forward to that next week. And later this week, if you want to tune in on Thursday to just hear my thoughts on the opening few days/hours, depending how much I'm able to take in over the first couple of days. Okay, and now a completely different type of experience that you can also go experience. I will say the Web Summit Vancouver is very expensive if you're not a media member, over $1,000 to get in. So it's definitely out of our usual range in terms of what we cover, because it's not something that I can just tell you to go to, but I think there are some sort of bigger ideas and perspectives to report on that'll be interesting to you to hear about after the fact. This next thing is something you can go do right now for free in Burnaby. That's right. We're going to head to Burnaby Village Museum to hear about their new feature exhibit, From Afghanistan to Canada with Hope. A new feature exhibit at the Burnaby Village Museum profiles the city's Afghani residents, presenting audiovisual portraits of several community members that highlight the diversity, resilience, and importance of the Afghani community to the cultural and social fabric of Burnaby. Jane Lemke is the Burnaby Village Museum's curator and oversaw the development of From Afghanistan to Canada with Hope, which is one of the museum's feature exhibits until September 1st.
We put it together with a group of Afghan community members in the Edmonds area. We interviewed about 40 members of the Afghanistani community, and then we took their stories and tried to compress them into bite-sized pieces to introduce them to the Canadian audience, because as the committee really wanted it to be communicated, they felt that many Canadians don't understand the complexities of Afghanistan, and many Canadians just have this prejudice about it as a country of war, which is a lot of its history. However, these people have come to Burnaby and are contributing greatly to what we know as Burnaby today. So they wanted to feel seen, and they wanted the stories of hope to come through, hence the title.
The result is a series of visual displays, each dedicated to a particular Afghani Canadian who lives in Burnaby, paired with a QR code that viewers can scan to hear an audio excerpt from a longer interview that highlights the role each person plays in their community.
Many of the people we spoke to are people of prominence in the Afghanistani community, some of them in big ways and some of them in smaller ways. So Mozada is, she's called the Afghan Oprah. So she's a singer, and she's very well known.
My show made a huge difference. My songs made a huge difference. It changed the minds of, you know, people, especially the younger generation, the way they think about things. I mean, you mention certain things in lyrics, it's so much more powerful than, you know, even the presidential speech or political speech or something like that, because people are more connected with music. And so when they hear lyrics in music, it's so much more powerful. Or if you're telling a story in on film, for example, you're watching a movie, it's just more, it has more of an impact. And so I saw the difference I was making in doing the show and doing the music in the time where it was needed.
But then some of them are doing kind of quiet work. Shafiq Hakimi is an immigrant services society worker doing a lot of resettlement.
That's what I tell my newcomers. And I tell them that thousands of years ago, the north part of the globe was frozen. And many people just walked their way into this place. And as the ice was melting, and then many people started calling this beautiful place home. They were the First Nations. They started building a life, managing their life. They started growing their food on these lands and then fishing in these waters. And they called it home. And then the Europeans came in, and they started calling this place home, and they started living here. And now you are coming here, and this place has been, and you're going to call this home. And I tell them that whenever you go out, this is the one place you'd feel proud. You wouldn't be judged by how your skin color. You wouldn't be judged by what you wear, the dress code, or the language you speak, or the religion you follow, what you eat, who you like, what you like. Nobody judges you as long as you have, with those rights, there are some responsibilities, as long as you follow your responsibilities. And I say, whenever you go out, just raise your head up. Nobody's going to question you. And I give an example. If something bad happens to you, God forbid, then you go to a police station. The police station doesn't ask you where you're from or whether you're new or old. They will take all the information. They wouldn't even bother knowing if you're a newcomer or not.
Parnian Rastaki, she was a pharmacist in Afghanistan. She taught pharmacy in university and then was unable to work when the Taliban regained power in 2021 and then relocated with her two kids as a single mom to Canada. And now she's taking English classes and trying to work towards becoming a teacher.
Well, let's start about my impression about Canada from the Embassy of Canada. Yeah, and also from the stories of Afghans from Canadians. Because I applied for the France Embassy too. They were a little rude. Yeah, but when I went to Canadian Embassy, they were so kind, so caring, so soft. And they were so understanding. And my interview, there was a guy, he was so polite. I said, look, I think the softness is starting from here. It was so different. For a person like me who was really tired of violence, who was really tired of war, from losing, from leaving, from skipping, from all those things, it was a very good sign for me.
It's been really interesting to get to know the levels of their lives and how they're finding value and giving back. And it's been a really beautiful exhibit to put together.
Lemke says community members were eager to participate, both to make their presence known within Burnaby and to provide more depth and context to their identity as Afghani Canadians, which is all too often reduced to the stereotype of a refugee fleeing a war-torn country.
They did not want it to be about war. So it's not hidden. So many of their stories talk about conflict or leaving a struggle or having to be forced to leave a situation. But they all talk about being so incredibly proud to be Canadian. And I think sometimes that gets lost in the immigrant experience, that somehow they're here because they couldn't be somewhere else. But in reality, many of them were really happy and many chose Canada out of the options in which they could go. And they were really wanting to give back and to build something here. And they want that to be known loud and clear to all the people that come.
The exhibit also features smaller displays of jewelry, shoes, tapestries, and other cultural items, and a wall filled with portraits of community members who wanted to make their mark in the history of Burnaby for their families and their community.
They wanted to leave a legacy on Burnaby's history for their children. So a lot of their lives were disrupted because they wanted to leave for a better life for perhaps themselves, but a lot of the stories were for their children or their future children that they wanted to have. So they really want to leave their story for that reason and the legacy to give on and to really feel that they've been profiled in a way that people can see and witness, which is why we had a lot of people sit and just take portraits taken. They wanted to just have their faces up with, and many of them were smiling, and they were really thrilled to just be able to be seen at the museum, a community that is quite small in terms of demographics but growing, and there's a lot of prejudice against this country's immigrant community in particular, so they really wanted to just say, hey, we're here and we're just like you.
The exhibit is a powerful testament to the diversity of people, cultures, and communities that make up Burnaby, and a reminder of the common experiences that tie us together as humans.
I want people to see this community of immigrants as just like them. And I want the human experience of leaving pain and finding hope and joy in the complexity of what it is to be a human. And I want people to see that and feel connected to this community, perhaps in a new way or just in a renewed sense of calm.
From the Burnaby Village Museum for CJSF 90.1 FM, with files from Heritage Burnaby and the Burnaby Village Museum's exhibit From Afghanistan to Canada with Hope, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This story is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and can be found online with stories from across the country at frequencynews.ca.
Bye. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
This is a CHY News Update. It's official. Nanaimo now holds the record for the world's largest Nanaimo bar. Over the weekend, the scent of butter, custard, chocolate, and of course coconut, hung in the air at the Nanaimo campus of Vancouver Island University as students in the Culinary Arts and Professional Baking and Pastry Arts program unveiled a record-breaking 70-foot-long Nanaimo bar. On Saturday, May 17th, thousands of people squeezed into the Windsor Plywood Trades Discovery Center to get a look and a taste of the Nanaimo bar that stretched about the same length as the center. Before the event, CHY spoke with Aaron Weber, chairperson of the VIU Professional Baking and Pastry Arts Program. He says the idea to build the world's largest Nanaimo bar has been in the works for several years now.
It was actually a project that was sort of dreamed up from some students that were in our baking diploma program the inaugural year. We were looking at ideas to promote a business or school or something like for like an opening, and we decided to look up world records, and as you know, being in Nanaimo, we decided to check that out. And we were a little shocked that the record doesn't lie in Nanaimo. It's actually, and quite honestly, if the record was in Nanaimo, I don't think we'd be pursuing this.
Weber says that a Nanaimo bar is an iconic dessert in Nanaimo and across the country.
If you ask people what Canadian food is, or even like desserts, is even more limited, I would say. But there's not like things that are resonate with Canadian cuisine. And, you know, the Nanaimo bar is something that we can claim as our own. And I think it's pretty cool that it's actually from, you know, a small community like this.
He says the students started creating the bar 4 days before the official event, and that creating the Nanaimo bar is a great project for the students.
These are kind of the memorable things that throughout your career you look back on, and you might not remember that day today when you're making croissants or bread in the kitchen, but you'll remember that day that you're making all those Nanaimo bars and serving that. So and that's actually, it's one of the fantastic things about being a chef or a baker is we have these opportunities to create like amazing things that that can, you know, be a community event like that we're doing on Saturday. So
the event was also a fundraiser for the culinary programs to purchase new ovens.
Our ovens are fantastic. They're just well loved, and they are getting sort of towards the end of life. So and quite often this seems to be the case, like in kitchens, like when one thing starts going, they all start going. So we are in need of our main bread oven for down here in the baking program. But we also need an oven upstairs for the pastry kitchen as well. So our hope is to replace those two main ovens with this project.
On Saturday, Weber told CHY that the experience of bringing the jumbo bar together has been amazing.
Yes, what a great team effort. I was very confident in the team that we could pull this off, but now that it's on the table and we've seen it come to life, I'm just so proud of everybody involved. So yeah, it's been a great process and so much fun to do.
For some stats, the Nanaimo bar ended up being 70 feet long, 32 inches wide, 1,200 pounds, and 2.4 million calories. In comparison, the Nanaimo bar is about half the size of the Hello ferry that travels from downtown Nanaimo to downtown Vancouver. The ferry clocks in at about an overall length of 42.2 meters, or about 138 feet. The previous record-holding Nanaimo bar was only 8 feet long, 44 inches wide, and 530 pounds, which was made in 2020 in Levac, Ontario. The new record-breaking length for the bar, made in its namesake, was certified by both the Baking Association of Canada and the Culinary Federation of Canada, which represents the VIU trade students. To acknowledge the day, Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Croke spoke to the hungry crowd and proclaimed May 17th as Nanaimo Bar Day.
Friends, we are really lucky to live in this amazing community where we have this kind of enthusiasm, and I can only say it's only right and proper that we host the creation of the biggest Nanaimo bar in the history of the planet. It is not the Victoria Bar. It is not the Saskatoon Bar. It is not the Ottawa Bar. It is the Nanaimo Bar.
Once the bar was cut into almost 4,000 pieces, lines stretched around the Discovery Center as people waited to get a bite out of the record-breaking moment. And once people got to try the bar, it was fair to say it was a delicious record-breaking moment.
How is it?
It is fantastic.
Really good.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
And a lot better than I anticipated.
Now,
do you guys normally like Nanaimo bars?
We do. We normally have like a little piece because it's so sweet normally at the time, but this, they nailed it. They nailed the custard and the chocolate and very
good. And we just moved here a few months ago. This is our first one here. Yeah. So how's that for perfect?
What an introduction to the environment, right? Yeah. And the community. Having a Nanaimo bar.
Yeah.
I tried it. It tastes pretty good. I didn't expect the piece to be that big, but it's pretty huge.
The VIU stamp of approval on it, too.
That's like a $5 Nanaimo bar.
Yeah, easily. It's great, and it's creamy and delicious and rich.
I'd say for how big it is, it's one of the best ones I've ever had.
It's delicious.
It's really good. Delicious.
So really well balanced. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much.
Really well balanced, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Would you like to say how you thought?
Oh, you haven't tried it yet.
Oh, no, I'm eating his. This, I'm taking this home to my mom in Campbell River.
Smart.
She got the authentic one, too.
No, it's my first Nanaimo bar. Yeah, so it's good. It's got a nice taste, and it's nice. I like it. Yeah, but it's sweet for me.
Too sweet?
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. I like it. Yeah. And it's fun being part of such a crowd and support the students, so it's good. Yeah, I like it.
It's awesome. It tastes great. Would you like to say anything?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much.
Well, event goers were encouraged to grab a second piece in exchange for a donation to the culinary program. Any Nanaimo bars that were left over were packaged up, frozen, and donated to the Salvation Army in Nanaimo. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.
Thanks to Lauren for that delicious report. Now I want an Nanaimo bar. Probably not the world's biggest one, though. Okay, this has been Speak Up. We're into the last, now, almost 6 minutes of the show. And so we're just going to wrap up with a little bit of music. We're going to hear from Kimmortal, who rules and has a new record out June 11th. It's called Sunniest of Days. And so is this track. I'll see you on Thursday. Well, I'll talk to you on Thursday. I don't know. Later.
What's really new? I walk a thin line between hope and doom, dreaming underwater on a full moon, cause the silence so loud in every single room. It's hard to sleep at night, what a disturbing time. I'm feeling silly for existing in this life of mine. Sometimes I lose the plot, my mind all up in knots. The dissonance, I feel in joy when sorrow never stops. Don't forget to pause the sun, even when I wanna hide away from everyone. Psychological warfare, trying to get me give up, but I won't give up my love, we won't give up.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain.
I can't see the sun.
On the sunniest of days, I look up to you and feel okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. In the mornings I'm low mood, something I go through. Some days it's tough to wake up. I don't take drugs, but I will make like 8 cups of strong coffee and still won't feel a faint buzz. A lot I'm carrying, a lot on my hands. A lot of people and problems and plans. Prayed on and God saying, now talk to your fam. Express thanks for your breath and acknowledge the land. Remember those who did not get a chance. The story's not over, the plot can advance. I feel the fresh air walking in Van City. I'm walking in vans. I take them off and I hop in the sands and handle biz with vision and purpose, mission and service. Embrace pain and celebrate the good. No mechanic, but we elevate the hood. Take a look, try to put things back the way it should.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain.
Lost inside of this pain.
Cloudiest of days,
sun.
On the sunny.
Can't give you.
chat to me. You did show more hard, they focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete, no one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri, and a boy bust like memories. See, I come raw like Eagles in 94, and I flow sick like Kanu in 96. When I'm on the mic, I giggle like GG. I shock them like Reading, Oga no be play. Lego va Lego. Younger Mukachi go make them turn over. I got losses hanging on my back. Turn it to a lesson, then I roll it back. Oh, and they know the flow, so I Ajinomoto. And they know the boy, me, I no go let go. From the west, like Daddy Bobo. They don't know, no, they don't even know. Boy, don't play like actor, me, I got to watch my chakra. I'm in a rage like Raptor, then I surge Ipaka. Move like Casper, I'm a young Mufasa. See me shine like Gaffa, pain like a chiropractor. Close, open, faster, faster. Hustle, pulled in double, kappa, kappa. Gotta be great, shaka, shaka. To talk, Charlie Chapman, guy don't chat to me. You did show more, I did focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete, no one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri, and a boy bust like memories. See, I come raw like Eagles in 94, and I flow sick like Kanu in 96. When I'm on the mic, I giggle like GG. I shock them like Reading, Oga no be play. Call me Akini. When I'm on a mic and don't deal, I shake out the building. I'm building. With my team, we be building. Cause we do like we're dealing. From Gidi down to Darjeeling. Chadwick marveling. Bet I know this boy, this spit, no need for gargling. Run through them like porcelain. See them, they be buffering. Flip it like Baba Yaro. I'm chocolatey like Jago. Try me, give you Sangano. Guy, don't chat to me. You just show more. Focus on my mastery. Train like an athlete. No one coming in after me. Who got audacity? Flow sweet like daiquiri. Got a boy bust like memories. See, I come raw like Eagles in 94. And I flow sick like Kanu in 96. When I'm on the mic, I giggle like JJ. I shock them like Randy. Walk out of